Here on the floor of Ag Connect Expo, things are winding down, and I have with me Charlie O'Brien, who's the AEM Vice President for Agricultural Services. And Charlie, inaugural show's just about to conclude here. What are some of your thoughts and feelings at the end of this first show?
Well, I think overall, Chuck, we're extremely pleased with where we're at. We had a lot of great things that happened this last week. We had great attendance. Over 7,000 people were here. Actually, almost 8,000 people as of today's count. And I think we've really created a foundation for the future of what we're trying to build with the Ag Connect show. So we're very pleased with the foundation. And the attendance and the exhibitors seem to be pretty pleased with what they've seen as well.
Well, I know you're probably having some meetings with the various committees and things like that. What's some of the feedback you've gotten of how things have gone here? And if you have any kinds of ideas for ways you might tweak things in the future, what have you heard?
Yeah, I think the common message that we're hearing, we've actually have had several of committee meetings, the marketing committee, the education committee, the show management committee, they've all met in the last 2 days, and the one common theme that is coming out of it is quality, quality, quality. And everybody has been extremely pleased from the exhibitor perspective of the quality attendees that have been at the show. And I've had the opportunity also to talk to a lot of the farmers and producers that have been here as well. And they've said the exact same thing. They've been very pleased with the quality that as they go into the booths of the people that are manning the booths. And whether it's the engineers, project managers, whoever it may be, but they are owners in many cases that are here at the show, and they're having very good conversations, and they've really appreciated the opportunity to have long, detailed conversations with what it is that they are talking about, promoting, selling. So that's been the big theme that's come out of this. I think in terms of the committee work, what they've been doing, what they've said was, well, so where do we want to take this from here? And one of the things that's come out, we need to broaden the scope, need to have more exhibitors. We're pleased to say that the exhibit floors that we've got today, there's about 167,000 square feet. We're now, of the exhibitors that are here, we just started the process for 2011, and we've got over 120,000 that have reserved space for next year already, and we're already, just not even finishing this show. So I think that says a lot in terms of the value that people are seeing and looking forward to next year. The other thing, Chuck, that I think came out of it was the importance of education, and the exhibitors have said the education program that you had was really good. Can we do better? Yeah, absolutely. But they said coupling education with the show was a great idea, and they really appreciated it. And the exhibitors said they want to change some of the way that they do their exhibits as well, and do even a bigger job of incorporating a key educational component as part of their booth experience, if you go to the show.
Well, we've had a real international flavor, even here in the first show. From, again, just maybe having an opportunity to talk with some of those folks, how do the international visitors perceive their experience here, do you think?
I think that we've had overwhelming international visitors here. When we started the show just a few days ago, I think we reported that from an advanced registration perspective, we had about 40 countries represented through the advanced registration. Now, as I stand here today, we're sitting here at 62 countries that have been represented here at Ag Connect. We're extremely pleased with the representation here. There's been large delegations that have brought here, and I can tell you that one of the things that's come through loud and clear, people are coming from other places in the world. They are really looking to buy. They're really looking to conduct business. So I think that's been a learning experience too for some of our exhibitors, is to be ready for the international audience and be ready to conduct business when they're here. They're not here just to look. They're here to do some business.
Well, looking ahead then to next year, 2011, tell us where we're going to be and what we have to look forward to.
Well, in 2011, we're going to be in Atlanta, and the show dates are going to be January 7th through the 10th. And I think you'll see a continuation of what we started here. Again, this is the foundation, and we're going to build on this foundation and continue to have the same theme next time as we had this year, which is quality. I think you're going to expect the same kind of quality and just expand it in terms of probably size that we see here today. And then we will we're looking forward to getting in. That's just around the corner, yeah. Actually. So
now. Yeah, you've got already be working on it. I know that's the way these things go. Any other concluding thoughts on this year's show?
I don't think so, Chuck. I think the overwhelming thing is that we've got a foundation for success, mm-hmm. and it's just been gratifying that after the period of time that we worked on it, that's here. And I think then as we go forward, as we get into the regular rotation of the show, which is 2010, 2011, then we're going to get into the every other year rotation, right. 2013 and 15, and then we'll start to be nicely slotted on the showcase of the show on the world stage. It'll be nicely timed, so we're looking forward to that.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That is Charlie O'Brien, Vice President of Agricultural Services for the Association of Equipment Manufacturers here at AgConnect Expo. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.
Thanks, Chuck.